I'm going to set a timer for myself so I'm not too long-winded here. I'll go 9 minutes. Well, it's good to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. Manny didn't mention this, but she's from Muncie. We're staying up there with her parents, so it's just a 30-minute drive to come down. I'm going to give you a quick 1.5-minute version of our background and stories, and then I'll talk about kind of what's on the horizon for us as a family. Mandy, growing up here, her family didn't attend church, so it wasn't until she went to college at Purdue through a few key friendships and some pretty amazing circumstances that God ordained that she ended up finding herself at a crew meeting, a weekly meeting of Campus Crusade. And then within about 2 months, she made a commitment to follow Christ. She had a unique kind of background and story that set her up for that process to be pretty quick. And then she got involved with a really good church up there. And then in some ways, it's not best to say, but the rest is history for her as she began walking with God, went on some mission trips, and then felt called to go to Mexico when she graduated. And that's where she and I ended up meeting. I grew up in Kansas in a church attending home. My mom was a missionary kid, and my dad, who is not a follower of Christ, was willing to go, which was good. So I grew up in a context where I attended church, but still the dots didn't connect in my mind and heart and my need for who God was and what Christ had done for me. So it wasn't until I was at Kansas State University, where I went to school, that I began to kind of, I guess, figure out who Jesus was through a key friendship and a few other people. I was actually living in a fraternity at the time. And when I came to Christ there, key things happened, I guess, for me when I started walking with God and figured out and sharing my faith with fraternity brothers, including my brother who came up. And graciously, God did some cool work in their life. But I was mentored by a guy who was a couple years older than me. And that kind of started my journey. And I joined the staff with crew in 1999 with Campus Crusade, so I've been with them now for 17 years. Been in quite a few places. But we spent a lot of time in New Mexico after we were in Mexico, and then we got connected with this church, I think, 3 years ago, and that we had just started some of our time in Orlando working with an internship program that we directed. We had gone through some difficult things as a family. We may have mentioned this last time, but we lost one of our children who had just been, he was 2 months old, we lived with him basically in the hospital his whole life. And one key connection to this community here is that he's actually buried in the cemetery that's just right up there. Finally got his bench up after he'd passed away in 2011, so his fifth birthday was just a couple weeks ago. But we actually come down here most every time we're in the area and just go and kind of hang out there and think on him and remember him. It was a special and challenging season with him. His name is Jude. And then God blessed us in the last few years with 2 more children, which was kind of amazing. So we come here. I guess Mandy was pregnant last time we were here, but we've been blessed with that. But that was a really hard season and kind of put us in a spot where we needed to recover for a few years and slow down. For anyone that's in ministry, and even a ministry like Crew, it can be so go, 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 and in some ways that's just American culture. We got 10 things more to do than we can get to, and I think I lived a little bit like that, even though my personality is to take it a little bit slower and to think a little more on things. I still was in a culture, both in America and Crew culture, which is go, 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 and so I kind of burn out after we lost our son, related to that and some other things, and so we needed that time in Orlando as a slowdown. Though we still gave leadership to some things and were involved in a significant ministry, it was a slower pace. But now we're ready for what God has next for us. And that was mentioned when we were going to come up, is we're headed to Chicago. We're not there yet, but we will be working and living kind of downtown, fast pace, obviously lots of people. There are many reasons we've sensed God's call there. But that's kind of what's next. We're working with the millennial generation, so 20-somethings, but they're a little younger than that and a little older than that, so the low 30s and 20s. It's the most unchurched generation now in America. One sad statistic is that of that generation, about 60% of them that were even involved in church youth groups as kids won't be involved in the church when they hit age 30. And we just know that's the reality as things in our culture transitions further and further away from, I guess it's just post-Christian, more and more post-Christian. We just see the need to kind of engage and be there as young people transition to a place that's going to be hard for them to adjust to. And we want to be there as a landing pad to both help those that are not really that interested in spiritual things or aren't Christians connect with as many as possible. And those that come in that are, that if they don't get connected with the church within their first 6 months to a year, they might not over the next 5 or 10 years. And so we want to help them do that. So we'll be creating a network amongst churches and amongst other organizations to just help as many people in their 20s as they transition to the big city to do that in a way that they'll begin walking with God and hopefully do that for a lifetime. So we're really excited. I would say for me, one of my big passions is connecting with more secular skeptical people. That's a little bit of my background in bent, and I really enjoy the patient process of walking with people and seeing them eventually both begin to trust a believer, begin to engage in what it would mean to have a connection with God, and then eventually trust Him, follow Him, and begin doing that. And it takes time to see that. Maybe one of the key things that we got to do when we were in New Mexico that I look forward to doing is I would make friendships with some of these people that weren't attending church, weren't interested in who Christ was. I would build friendships over time and engage them in spiritual things and where they were at with Christ. And then what they allowed me to do is they actually would come to a church like this, and I would interview them and have a conversation with them. I did that in a Sunday school context with our crew leaders and a few other places. So I'd have my non-Christian friend who was willing, and I guess he trusted me enough, these different guys. And I would just help the congregation in the Sunday school context, or even our students that were connected with our crew movement, see that it's possible to have relationships, one, with people that believe very differently, and also talk about these things in ways that you both learn, and that hopefully as time would go, they'd consider who Christ is and who He was and why they needed Him. And that was actually one of the highlights, I would say, of some of, I loved connecting with them and sharing my faith, but the opportunity to train a few hundred people or 60 people, whatever the context was one of the best things. I mean, how else, what better way to learn than actually to kind of see it practice? So I don't necessarily do it perfect, but just to kind of model that. And so I look forward to in the first few years as I'm building friendships to do that for churches that I'm a part of, with those that get connected with us. I just have a real passion for those that in many ways sometimes, those people don't show up at churches. It's easy to forget about them, though most of us have them in our family. We work with them. And even some of us here still might be in a process of trying to figure out where does my life fit with what God has, or who is God. And so that's just one of the passions that I personally have, and I look forward to doing when we're up there. I wanted to share, I've got just maybe a minute left that I'll take. I might take just a tad more. I wanted to share a few prayer requests, things you guys could pray for us. This is a unique and challenging season. When you work with an organization like ours, you're responsible to raise your funds to do that. So in some ways it's really awesome because we meet really hundreds of people we never meet, and those people begin both financially supporting us and praying for us. And many people have done that for a decade or more, for 15 years, 17 years in my case, some people have. But what that means right now is we don't have a home. We're living in other people's houses with three kids and one fairly newborn. I mean, she's 6 months, so not quite a newborn, but still young. We're living in my sister's basement in particular in central Illinois. So there's four adults, seven kids, and two pets in one house. And that's just our living arrangement. We have the basement, which is nice. And our daughter Annabelle is not sleeping through the night, so she's waking up one, two, or three times every night, which was true of last night. And we're not young bucks as parents anymore. I mean, I'm 40. My wife just turned 38. So we're even just trying to figure out how, when we're tired, when we have this living situation, and we're proactively trusting God to meet our needs and raise up new support. How do we do this well? Like, what should our pace be? So we'd appreciate prayer, one, that she would start sleeping through the night. That would be awesome. Another, that God would just provide for our needs. We will move to Chicago as soon as we hit 100% of our support goals. And of the new support we are trusting God to meet. We're about 30%, so we've got 70% to go of that. So we still have lots of people like you guys and others that are continuing to support us, but we just have quite a bit more to trust God with. And I think those are just our key things. Obviously, when we get to Chicago, it's going to be, I think, a really tough transition probably for the first year. Huge city, fast-paced, it's new for us. We need to find a church. Lots of things that we need to trust God for. But the current ones, the few I mentioned, and as we get to Chicago, when we begin figuring out this ministry. It's a new ministry there. There's a girl that's working full-time that will join, and it'll kind of create the team environment then. But those are just some of the things we currently have going on. We're staying here for a little while in the area, and then we'll be headed back to Illinois again to kind of keep moving forward with some of our fundraising process. So wanted to say thank you again. We appreciate you. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I'm just grateful to God that we have a chance to share this morning with you. So thank you.